You're listening to the Infidelity and Beyond podcast. Each week, we talk about topics that focus on not only surviving, but thriving after being betrayed by a partner or spouse. It can be one of the most traumatic and lonely times of your life, and that's why we're here. So welcome. This is your safe space.
Hi, troops. Welcome back. Today, I want to talk about probably one of my favorite things right now, that is something I do that really, really nurtures me and fulfills me in a weird way. So I'm not a fan of cooking these days, dinner in particular. I was never a wonderful cook, but when I had the time to prepare and enjoy a meal, you know, usually at the weekends, I would enjoy the experience of cooking and having the family there and providing for them and nurturing for them. But the grind of having to cook for kids and a partner over the years, when you get home from work 5 days a week, having to think of the menu, having to shop for it, etc., that has just killed me. So now, on the weeks that I don't have my youngest staying with me, I barely cook at all. I have picky bits. That's what we used to call it. But now TikTok has come up with a new term for picky bits, and it's called girl dinner. Now, for all of you who aren't addicted to TikTok like myself, girl dinner is a meal typically consisting of snacks, side dishes, small portions of random foods. And regardless of what's in it, girl dinner is typically characterized by small portions and the lack of cooking required. Sounds like a dream. And I read somewhere that someone called it chaotic and fulfilling. And that's such a great way to describe it. And look, extrapolating from, the lack of cooking required and the lack of preparation required, it also means there's a lack of cleanup afterwards as well, cleaning up of the kitchen, cleaning the dishes, etc. So, you know, it gives on so many different levels. And I thought I was the only one who would have cheese and crackers and sliced apples and gherkins and almonds and raspberries and some edamame for dinner. But it turns out I'm not so unique. Now, why is this suddenly becoming such a fad or a phenomenon? I read in a medical journal out of the States that they did a study on preparation of food in the home, and they found that the group of people spending the greatest amount of time preparing, cooking, and cleaning up for meals, more than 2 hours a day on average, tended to be women, and they tended to be married, as compared to the group spending the least amount of time in these activities. I mean, no surprises, really. What is interesting is now this rise of talking about us not having these full-on dinners anymore. And I think it's because, you know, there's a rise of women starting to recognize their needs, and for women such as myself, not only recognizing their needs and really making sure they take care of themselves, but our absolute delight in being single as well. And that's coupled with the realization that, you know, we do the extra work to support a couple and a family a lot more than if we are by ourselves. And it's not that, say, there's five people in the family and it's split five ways in that situation. It does tend to fall on the woman and the caregiver in the family. And that not only goes for cooking, obviously, but it's been huge for me not to have to worry about dinners and cooking so much now. And I'm absolutely embracing it. And, you know, even if you have a partner and a younger family, what is the first thing you do when they aren't around for a night? You don't cook. And you open the wine that you want to open as well. Women have long been programmed to see food as the enemy. We've all grown up reading magazines and media, etc., that we can't eat fat, we can't eat sugar, we can't eat salt, etc. But the girl dinner trend is about embracing the simple joy of snacks as meals. And I think that is a really cool concept as well. Now, there is a bit of controversy about this, what they're calling a fad or a trend. And I note to the media, it's not a fad, it's not a trend. We've just started talking about it after all these years.
And that controversy is that a high proportion of the food in a girl dinner can tend to be processed and lacking in vital nutrients. Now, you know, the media will always want to dump on something, and there is a point there. But what I'd say to that is you're likely to eat a big meal of processed stuff as a little one if you're tired and you don't want to eat. So, you know, a little one with different elements to it, and some of them can be things like fruit and nuts as well. I think that's a bad thing. And for my part, I try to limit the processed and high fat foods to around 25% of it. And it's delicious. And it's got every single element of it that I want to eat. There's no parts that I'm eating just as a filler. It's all delicious food and I'm enjoying my food. And it doesn't weigh heavy on my tummy at night. And I feel lighter. And I'm pretty sure I eat less as well. Pretty sure. It feels that way. So here's to girl dinner. Absolutely, long may it reign.
You've been listening to the Infidelity and Beyond podcast. We're honoured we're a part of your recovery journey and remind you to seek help from friends, family and professionals when you need it.